Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By way of Florida State, he was a null. He was the original Florida State Seminole alongside Deion Sanders, a Super Bowl champ, of course, 4-time first team all pro with the Green Bay Packers. Now a host on 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee on the Wendy's Big Show. It's Leroy Butler back on the Morning Roast. And Leroy, we haven't spoken to you since week 3 when the Packers stole one out here in the Bay Area. How are they going to try to steal one this Saturday night in the cold, the frozen tundra Lambeau Field? Are you boys ready to bring it out Saturday? Do they have their big boy pads ready to go?
First of all, I'm very disturbed that you say something about my Lakers, because I'm a big Lakers fan. I almost hung up.
But you're a big amazing Leroy
producer, so I didn't want to do that to him.
Oh, man.
So next time you have me on, don't say nothing about the Lakers.
Wait, I thought you was repping Bucks, man. I thought you was repping Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
See, that's the thing about America. You could do two things could be true at the same time. I mean, I grew up a Cowboy fan. I'm a Packers fan. I love when the Cowboys lose. Okay? Oh, I mean, it's just great. But, you know, so next time, leave it. I'm a Lakers fan since I had teeth. It was my uncle's fault, okay?
All right.
But I just know LeBron James is a lightning rod for people. But I want them to turn the thing around. But when you talk about stealing, it can't be stealing if I'm backed up and y'all gave me the ball and the one guy in the world who's all pro wide receiver, Devontae, you leave it wide open. And then we kick a 51-yarder. So let's move past that.
Yeah, let's. Is Mason Crosby made a kick degrees. Since?
Yeah. It's 6 degrees today. I think it may be 11 or 12 on Saturday. And somebody, my nephew was telling me about Jimmy G hasn't played in games under 40. And some, when you're in the NFL, weather doesn't matter. Tom Brady came up to Green Bay last year and won. So weather's really not that big of an issue. Now, what is an issue is everybody on your team buying into what the coach tells them. Mm. That's the biggest difference in the playoff. That's why a lot of these teams are still playing and some teams are home, mm-hmm. because you have too many individuals trying to do individual things. So if you got two teams that buys in, that makes a great game.
Yeah, you know, Leroy, you've been in so many high-level games. You've seen so many high-level games when it comes to the 49ers and Packers. And last time these two teams played in the playoff game, I mean, I think Raheem Mostert's still running, you know. But that was the game that a lot of people point to and like, look, Jimmy has nothing to do with the winning. In his 4 playoff games, you know, he hasn't looked great. The numbers aren't, you know, fantastic. The fourth quarter passing numbers aren't good specifically. How do you and Packer fans view Jimmy Garoppolo specifically in this matchup?
First of all, he does look great in every mirror that I know of. The guy's, I mean, good-looking guy. I mean, we got to be honest. Okay, I want San Francisco people to look at this. Jimmy G may be a generic, and you may like a quarterback like an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, which is brand. Generic does the same thing. Matter of fact, look at what the generic does with Kyle Shanahan. His winning percentage, is he like 34-8? And then without Garoppolo, look at Kyle Shanahan's record. It's not very good. So you got to be fortunate to have a quarterback that, hey, it ain't his fault that the Packers couldn't stop the run. I would give him more credit because he's not going down there telling Kyle, I need to throw it more. It's about my stats. No, I'll hand it off. I like George Kittle. Hey, I don't have to get 50 passes a game. I'll go and block for Deebo Samuels. I'll go block for Elijah Mitchell. That's why they win. That's why they beat Dallas. They don't have all that drama about stats and this and that. Are you a franchise quarterback? Kyle Shanahan said, give me 50 players that believe in what I believe in, and I can beat anybody anywhere anytime. He always gives you these clues. If I can rush the ball 30 times, I could beat Dallas. That's what he's thinking. And I know what people think. Come on, Leroy. Why would he be the smartest guy in the room and roll Garoppolo out and he throws an interception against Dallas to put Dallas in it? Hey, listen, there's always outliers. But, again, I think the 49ers sometimes get lost in the Steve Young era or the Montana era when it was so easy. It's hard. Look at the Packers. Mm-hmm. We're about to be on the cusp of three straight NFC championships. Games and didn't go to the Super Bowl. So it is what it is, how you want to look at it. But at the end of the day, you know, these teams on a collision course, and we're not surprised we're playing the 49ers.
Leroy Butler here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, spitting the gospel here on the Morning Roast. Of course, the Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers, four-time first-team All-Pro, was on the 90s All-Decade team. It should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the best safeties I've ever seen. He gets lost in the shuffle with John Lynch and Steve Atwater. But trust me, Niner fans know all about number 36, Leroy Butler. You cause a lot of harm to our childhood, Leroy. And you bring up the collision course between the Niners and the Packers. Going back to that first game, watching it back in week three, it seemed like the game plan for the Packers was to get the ball out fast. Don't let that pass rush get to Aaron Rodgers. And he was getting the ball out in 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. And they had a lot of success there. They threw it deep a couple times. They got the pass interferences. And they got Devontae Adams rolling. Do you expect a similar game plan this time around against the 49ers, as well as mixing in the run? Because I thought that was an underrated factor in that game, getting Aaron Jones involved in that run game.
See, here's the thing about later in my career, I learned from Fritz Schirmer. He was my defensive coordinator. And I remember we were going to play Mariucci and Steve Young and the guys. And I kind of looked at him at all these tendencies that the, you know, like the analytics people give you in your playbook. And I was asking about all these plays. He said, he cut me off. He said, wait. I can't give you the damn playbook. Just go stop what they're going to do. I said, he simplified it. So, you know, you're going to have plays. We know each other. I'll simplify it for everybody.
Right.
The same offense San Francisco run, the Packers run. The same defense that the 49ers run, the Packers run it. A similar version. It's a mirror. It's almost as if there's two twins playing in the backyard. I know what my brother likes to do. We can watch all the previous games and things of that nature. But the difference was, DeAndre Campbell, 59. He's the guy that was missing in those games because they didn't have good play. Remember last year when they played Tampa Bay, Ed Barnes had like a club on his hand. I mean, in the middle linebacker position, he really couldn't do anything. 59, who's all pro, by the way, that's the whole thing. Moving forward, I took Deebo Samuels with my second pick in the fantasy draft. People laughed at me. I said, this guy's production. This guy's production. So he's Devontae Adams. And Fred Warner is Campbell. Those are your four guys. Those four guys must play well for you to win.
Yeah.
And I know people are going to say if Bosa plays, and I get that. But 54, 59, 17, and 19 is the key to this game.
Leroy, is the word around town that this is Aaron Rodgers' last game, or – do you guys think that he is coming back?
Great platinum question, but it's split. It's split because, you know, 1 week, I don't know if I want to play. That was early in the offseason. The next week, okay, I'm fine, but give me Randall Cobb. the next week, the vaccine stuff. All this is all documented. And then 1 week, you know, I love my teammates. It's great here, which it is. Fan base is platinum. And then next thing you know, I'm MVP. So, and then at the same time, you got Jordan Love trying to break on the scene. And then if you look at it further, salary cap, oh my goodness, next year, I don't think they'll have any, I don't even think they can sign anybody unless Aaron Rodgers takes a pay cut. So I don't really know. It's one of these things that you want to enjoy it now, and whatever happens, happens. Because I don't think this entire team will be back together, because Devontae hasn't needed a new contract. I mean, right. Campbell, 59, who I just talked about, he's going to need a new contract. I just don't know how they do it. But for some reason, some teams figure it out. But it always starts with the quarterback situation, because the same thing is going to happen in Seattle. I just don't know. I'm just hoping that they win a Super Bowl this year. Then whatever happens, it can brace the fan base to say, okay, we won a Super Bowl. If they go on with Jordan Love and trade Aaron Rodgers for a lot of draft capital, we're fine with it. But if we won a Super Bowl and Aaron stays and we extend him, we're happy as well. I think the fan base will be happy either way.
Is he more beloved than Brett Favre?
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Where's my Bible at? I got to get my Bible. My Bible. Hey, wait a minute. I got to call my pastor on this one. I'm going to say this. I'm a little biased because I play with Brett Favre and I have a ring. Brett Favre, so it's a little biased in it. Brett Favre was just like your uncle, your dad, your grandparents sitting on a rocking chair with a remote that one battery's missing and he doesn't care. He said, hey, it's okay. I'll just watch whatever's on the TV. Aaron is like the uncle that come over. Who drunk all the gin? Wait a minute. Y'all don't have plush seats? Why is it plastic on these couches? What is going on here? So the millennials are going to love Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be the GOAT. But Brett Favre, man, I bet you Brett Favre couldn't even tell you how much money he made in his career. He never even cared about it.
Right.
He didn't even know he was a three-time MVP. We had to tell him, hey, man, you tied with Barry. He's like, oh, I don't care. That's the kind of guy he was.
Wow. I was kind of going to go there, too. Like, how will Rodgers be remembered in Green Bay? Because there still seems to be a lot of four jerseys up there in Green Bay, and I get it, leading them to the Super Bowl for the first time since the Vince Lombardi days. I guess when it's all said and done, whether or not – will it change? Like, if he lost his game Saturday compared to winning a Super Bowl this season, how will Aaron Rodgers be remembered up there in Green Bay? Because that would be two rings to Brett Favre's one ring if he was able to do it this season.
Yeah, but Brett Favre opened the door up a little bit when he went to Minnesota. Aaron never did that. Yeah. He played his whole career up until when if he had to depart next year or the year after. So those people, he lost some people when he did that. Because he went to the Jets and so he wanted to come back and beat the Packers and they actually did it. But Aaron Rodgers has been your guy. It don't matter. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, man, this guy never turns the ball over. I mean, he's a... Like I say, the millennials, like the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, and the 40-year-olds, they love that guy, man. And we love him, too, because we've been relevant ever since he's been there. So I think he cemented his legacy is one of the top three quarterbacks in Packer history, Bart Starr and Brett Favre. But I think when you're talking about loving him, it's more 12 jerseys in this state than I have hair on my head. I'm telling you, it's 12 jerseys everywhere. Gas stations, barbershops, bootleg places is always 12 everywhere. They don't even call him Aaron Rodgers. It calls him 12. So he'll be high up on the list.
All right, Leroy Butler here on the morning rush on 95.70 Game. Former Packer strong safety, played free. He was everywhere on the football field. All-decade member of the 90s team. Won a Super Bowl with Brett Favre and company. We had your former coach on yesterday, Mike Holmgren.
Oh,
and
so
we know his ties to San Francisco.
I love him.
And when you guys came out here in 95, we'll never forget it. When you guys came to Candlestick Park, you guys were 14-point underdogs, and you put it on our 49ers. You put it on them. And in that basically started a stretch of dominance. Can you speak to how important that game was for Mike Holmgren and what that week was like when you guys headed to Candlestick in 95 for the divisional round game where you beat Steve Young and the 49ers?
It was similar now with Shanahan and LaFleur knowing each other and playing each other, because we were going back to play 49ers, and we knew all the coaching staff, you know, and Holmgren won a ring, San Francisco. And I remember him saying, listen, we're flying out early for the press conference. And I want everybody to wear a sport coat. I look like Steve Harvey every week, okay? I'm G'd, okay, all the time. Reggie White be dressed up. Brett gets on the plane with some Wrangler jeans, a white T-shirt with some spaghetti sauce on it because we were eating spaghetti on the plane. Didn't even wipe, just let it dry. He has his backpack. Holmgren looks at me, why didn't you make him wear a sport coat? I say, he does. Brett reached in his backpack, shook out the wrinkles, put his sport coat on, and we went to the press conference. That's the way it was. We weren't overwhelmed by the moment. We were looking forward to it. Because at the time, they had way more Hall of Famers and great players. Mm. But to us, we was like the new kids on the scene. Nothing scared us, and we had a great game plan. Everybody bought in, and that's the reason why we won.
Man, you guys were awesome. Three straight years, you guys beat the Niners. Then they finally beat you guys in the T.O. game. I know Jerry dropped and fumbled that ball, and they didn't have
to bring that up, Shasky. We don't need to bring that up.
No, but I love the coaching.
I like where he's going. Leave him alone. Be quiet.
Yeah, he likes where it's going. Yeah. And I'm still mad that T.O. and Garcia came up short. But no, Leroy, the fact that the coaches all knew each other, there was something special about that. Seaford and Holmgren being on the same staff.
Yeah.
I noticed in the last game, LaFleur was barking at Kyle Shanahan from across the field. And there was a lot of stuff about maybe on draft day the 49ers were going to maybe trade for Aaron Rodgers. Is there still a little bitterness between LaFleur and Shanahan?
No. That's wrestling. You know, they wrestle WWE, they get in, and you yell at the guy. He throw you down, he pins you in the back. You go back in the back, you high-five each other. They would put on a good show. These guys love each other. They respect each other. They're running the same schemes. They're on the same age. They even argue about who can wear the tightest shirt. Hey, I'm more buff than you. That's what they're really saying. They're not saying no. That would be fake. So to me, though, LaFleur is saying this, though. I got to get to a Super Bowl. McVay's done it, didn't win it, but he went. Okay? Shanahan did it. He went, but he didn't win it. I need to do that. So I need to join these guys. Because the last 3 years, I broke George Seifert's record, the first 40 games. I won all these games, but these guys, for some reason, beat me in playoff games. So whoever I play, McVay or Kyle Shanahan, in the next few weeks, this week, I got to beat them. So that's his thinking. So he may be a little intense this week because he understands how big a moment this really is. And I love that about him.
Are you headed out there to Lambeau Field Saturday night? Do you get out there back to the old field where you made a lot of memories at?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. But trust me, God, I will be in that alumni box. But I think it's 72 degrees. And, you know, it's free food and drinks. We have leaf vodka flowing. And I'm going to tell you something. Those 80,000 people, they expect a win. And I'm going to tell you the thing about Lambeau Field. They don't care if it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 11, or 80. They don't care about spreads. They just want you to win because they've been in that stadium 2007 against the Giants. Mm-hmm. The Giants came in there and beat them. So don't be looking at records when you go into the playoff. There is no records anymore. It's just the best team will win.
How confident are Packer fans this Saturday night? Because the Niners have bullied them up over the years here. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, the wild card game with Colin Kaepernick. You know, the last playoff game at Candlestick Park with Colin Kaepernick ran wild. How confident are Packer fans this Saturday?
Very, very much so. I mean, the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, only got four turnovers. I mean, they got a two running back system. DeAndre Campbell, you know, all pro. I mean, you may get Jair Alexander back. You may get, you know, Bakhtiari back. You may get 55 back. I mean, Darius Smith. You're getting all these guys merciless. You get all these guys with fresh legs back, and they just can't wait to play. So on paper, and that's where no one wins, on paper, it looks like the Packers should win the game. But when that ball kicks off, and listen, Robbie Gould has kicked in bad weather before in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The guy's 18 or 18. You just hope special teams don't let the Packers down. That's the one thing that's holding them back. You say, oh, I'm confident. And then special team jumps in your brain. You say, oh, maybe not so much. You know? You just hope special teams don't cost you. But the special team may get better because most of those guys who played in the base, they've gone to special teams now because most of the guys are back. Starters are back. So hopefully that'll make them better.
All right, Leroy, it's always a lot of fun talking with you. The Whitney's Big Show out there, 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee. A lot of fun. Former Packer safety. Should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You were a baller coming out of Florida State. We always appreciate the time talking Niners and Packers with you.
I love you guys. I appreciate the respect. And again, Packers win 27-20.
I love it, Leroy. All right, come on next week.
You got to do that. You got to do that. You can't pick. You can't pick against your squad.
I'll be looking for you in that veterans room though, where it's 72 degrees and the spread's looking good and there's free alcohol. I'll keep an eye out for
you,
bud.
Drop my name when you come. You good?
Oh man, we should fly out there, man. Alumni spread. I want some of that. I don't know about the vodka though, man. That might be a little heavy. Might be a little heavy for us.
No. It's nice and smooth, cuz. Come on. Don't do that.
You're the best, Leroy.
He's the best.
You take it easy, man. Leroy Butler here on the border. Roast just dropping gems.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.